In studio, we have Aurora Martinez, a au pair. You're still an au pair, aren't you?
Not really now. I don't consider myself an au pair at the moment, but I can consider myself a demi au pair.
A demi au pair. Aurora is going to be joining us over the next few weeks to tell us basically about everything to do with what it's about being an au pair, what it's like to be an au pair, and all the things that fall under that whole umbrella, that entire category. So we're going to be incredibly informed by an entire area that I have very, very little knowledge about. So my first question, Aurora, is...
Yes.
Why do so many young European, continental European women become au pairs?
Well, they become au pair because at the moment, after all the crisis in their countries, they need to learn English. So that's the biggest point. After that, when they finish their degree and they are at home doing nothing really, they don't find a job, they feel, I need to find a job that I can earn some money. So a lot of them think, look, I don't have experience in, I have studied engineering or chemistry or whatever. I can't find any job to relate to what I have done. I don't have experience in waitressing. I don't have experience in anything else, but anyone have experience with kids? Everyone have a cousin, a friend who have a son, and a neighbor.
I suppose it's one of those things where we kind of assume that naturally we have an ability to deal with children.
Yes.
So it's something that a lot of young women are drawn to. But the primary focus is, of course, is to improve English. Because
English.
Aurora, you're Spanish. What part of Spain are you from?
I'm from Seville.
Okay. Now, in Spain, I believe that it's youth, particularly youth unemployment, is a huge crisis at the moment.
Completely, yes.
So with this, we have an influx, I suppose, almost. I mean, do you have any idea roughly how many au pairs there are in Dublin?
I don't have a clue, but I tell you loads. every time I go out, I think I can meet maybe 10, 20 a day nearly. It's amazing. I'm sure it's a thousand of them.
Mm. So it's probably a lot more than what most of us actually realise.
Yes.
Now, for any potential au pairs listening, maybe they might be listening online to us at the moment, for a little bit further afield than Dublin. How do you actually become an au pair?
Well, to become an au pair, first you need to think yourself, do I want to mind kids? Then you need to find a family.
Okay.
And that's a process that for some girls are so difficult, for other girls are so easy. And that depends in how you want to find the family. First, I will say they need to choose which country they want to go. And if they want to be in a city or if they don't mind to be in the countryside. Then they have two different options. One, go through agencies. They can find agencies in their country or online agencies. And the other one is just find the family by their own, take the risks, and just Google. There is Facebook pages where you can try to find these families who they just post, "Hi, I'm looking for an au pair." And the thing is, there is two different ways, agency or yourself. But both of them have good things and bad things.
Okay. So if you were to go down the agency route, what are the good things about acquiring an agency?
The good things, they know the family. They have kind of insurance with them. You have kind of a contract. So it's kind of basics. You have, you're going to walk this hour to that hour. It's this money. Normally they say how much. Is in this house you have to be until the time. And if they find you a family, it's a real family. It's a really family there that you can go and join. The bad things.
Of course, yes.
you have to pay normally a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like the average is between 500 to 300 euros just for the service.
Okay.
Maybe you don't like the family and you have pay and you have signed maybe for 6 months to be with them.
Right. So when you're acquiring the services of an agency, yeah, if you sign in with a family, you're locked in? You have to stay there?
Well, they say if you don't like, you can move on to a different family and they will find you a new family.
Okay.
But some agencies, and I know a lot of them, they take time or they say excuse like, why you want to move? It's a nice family. And maybe you say, because they don't give me a lot of food or whatever. And okay, they are like, well, so you buy yourself the food. But because normally the food wise is not in the contract.
Okay.
But I will say that have to be like, the family have to provide full board.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they pay you less.
And the money is actually something we're going to be talking about in much, much more detail over the coming weeks, because it's one of the biggest,
yeah,
the biggest drawbacks of, yeah, of this profession. Now, if you try to find a family yourself,
yes,
what are the advantages of taking that option?
I will say that, first of all, if you do it that way, you can manage the family. Like, you can say to them, look, I go with these conditions. So you put, mm-hmm, your own conditions. You put, and also you tell them what are your values, what are your, you know, your skills.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they value you more, so they will pay you more.
Okay.
So you have to sell yourself to the family.
So you can kind of negotiate a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah.
With an agency between, you can't. But with direct with the family that you find, you can tell them, look, I'm looking for this, 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 and I can give you this, this, this.
All right.
So what do you think? So you both, like the family and the pair, have to negotiate what's the best for both sides.
Mm-hmm. Now, in an instance where, if there's somebody out there who's considering maybe becoming an au pair,
yes,
in the future, what kind of skills would you tell, what kind of skills would you offer a family?
Well, you will offer that your patience with kids. That's the most important one, because kids are kids, and they, of course, they are not your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to live with them. That's 24 hours. Okay, maybe you're not working that 24 hours, of course, but you're living with them. So you need confidence as well about what you know and what you know about kids. And just, you know, be someone that wants to join a different family that is not your family. Because if you're going to a family as an au pair and you don't want to take part of, like, if they have a birthday party, you better to be in that birthday party because you are part of that family now.
Okay, so you really do become part of their unit.
That's what, if you want to be an au pair, that's what you need, you know, to know. Like, you have to offer, okay, I know how to work with kids, I know this, but I would like as well to be part of the family because you're going to live with them, so they want to feel good, mm-hmm, about you as well.
Of course. Now, if you go and find a family by yourself,
yes,
what are the drawbacks of that? What are the bad things?
The bad things is they probably can say, well, that's depend, like a family said to you this, this, and this, is that's what's going to happen. But there is no paperwork, no contract, you don't have insurance, you don't have anything. And they start, no, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do that? See, you feel when you're working already for them, you have moved country, you, mm-hmm, you are living in the house, you feel like I can't say no. Because I say no, I will have to go and where I go. So they start do things that they don't have to.
Mm-hmm. Just from the last few minutes of talking,
yeah,
to you, it does seem like that there are advantages to being an au pair, obviously,
yes,
improving your English. And I mean, if you do find yourself with a nice family, it can be a very fulfilling experience. But I think there are a huge amount of drawbacks that you may not realise until you become an au pair, and that's probably what we're going to be discussing over the coming weeks.
Yes, that's right.
Very good. Aurora will be joining us again next week, and next week we will be discussing what exactly is the work of the au pair and what is the difference between an au pair and a nanny. So join us again next week for that.